Hey there, I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol. A quick note before we get started. Today's episode is going to be focused on current service members and how they can take advantage of their military benefits. If you're still in the process of joining the military or haven't yet enlisted, don't worry. We'll be back to our regular ASVAB prep content on the next episode. Okay, with that out of the way, let's dive in. Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast, where we help you crush the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, also known as the ASVAB, in order to achieve your dreams of serving in the United States Armed Forces. I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol, and I'm excited to share my years of experience and expertise in ASVAB preparation with you. In each episode, we'll dive deep into test material, strategies for success, and insights from military veterans and experts. Whether you're a high school student considering military service or a seasoned professional seeking to advance your career, this podcast is your ultimate guide to mastering the ASVAB and achieving your goals. Let's dominate the ASVAB together. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Today, I am talking about credentialing assistants and tuition assistants. I work as a credentialing assistant personnel. I help soldiers use their certification and credentialing assistants help in order to pursue increasing their career. You can get certifications in everything from phlebotomy to project management to IT. IT is really popular, especially for the 25 series out there. So credentialing assistants from the United States Army is one of the best advantages of being a United States soldier, in my opinion. Army offers a variety of education and career advancement opportunities to its personnel, such as tuition and credentialing assistance programs. These programs aim to provide Army soldiers with the necessary skills and knowledge to advance their careers both during and after their service. In my opinion, credentialing and tuition assistance is very much geared to help you adjust back into the civilian sector. That way, once you're done with your time in the U.S. Army, you have either certifications or skills that you can bring to the public marketplace. It also helps while you're in the U.S. Army. I know a lot of 25 series, again, need their SEC Plus, and so they can use their credentialing assistants to get that particular IT certification. Anyway, one of the most popular education programs offered by the Army is tuition assistance. This program provides $250 per semester hour and $4,000 per fiscal year for soldiers who want to pursue education and goals while serving in the U.S. Army. So tuition assistance is typically going to be for tuition. That's going to be colleges and universities and sometimes other institutions as well. You can also use it for a GED or a high school diploma, but more likely than not, if you're already in the U.S. Army, you probably have your diploma or your GED. So the way I word it is tuition assistance is used to help you get like a bachelor's or a master's, anything where you're paying a university for a whole bunch of different classes and credits and that sort of thing. In addition to tuition assistance, the Army offers credentialing assistance. We often call it just CA for short, credentialing assistance. This helps soldiers to obtain industry recognized certifications and licenses in fields related to their military occupation. And it doesn't necessarily have to be related to your military occupation. I help soldiers who are 92 Golfs, culinary experts, to get credentials in phlebotomy or all sorts of different things. So it doesn't exactly have to align with what your MOS is. The Army CA provides $4,000 per year to cover those costs, including exam fees, study materials, and other related expenses. Soldiers can choose from over 1,600 credentials in a variety of fields, including information technology, healthcare, transportation, and more. One of the main benefits of these programs is that they help soldiers advance their careers while they're still serving in the U.S. Army. By earning a degree or certification, soldiers can increase their qualifications and become more competitive for promotions and career opportunities within the military. Additionally, civilian careers after they leave the Army, as they provide them with skills and credentials needed to succeed in the civilian workforce. In conclusion, the Army's tuition and credentialing assistant programs offer valuable opportunities for soldiers to advance their education and careers. These programs provide financial assistance and support to help soldiers pursue their education and professional goals, both during and after their service. By taking advantage of these programs, soldiers can increase their skills, knowledge, qualifications, and achieve greater success in their military or civilian careers. So The company that I work for is MedCerts, and MedCerts is a registered credentialing assistant. So Army will pay MedCerts for soldiers to get certifications. So if you're interested at all in getting a certification from MedCerts, you can check out MedCerts.com. They have a ton of different credentials on there. And feel free to reach out to me. You can give me a call and I'd be happy to walk you through. Basically, what you have to do is you log into what's called Army Ignited. It's armyignited.army.mil. And that website's only going to open if you have a CAC reader. So you can't be someone who hasn't gone to basic training yet. And technically, you're supposed to have finished AIT, but sometimes that's hit or miss. So make sure that you have a CAC reader, log into Army Ignited, and you should see right there, once you get into either your credentialing or tuition assistant side, you should see your fiscal year cap for $4,000 per fiscal year. Now, the fiscal year is going to reset every October, but every October, you have up to $4,000 that you can put towards your education. Personally, I use mine for the Certified Associate in Project Management through MedCerts. So that's how I learned about that company as a place to work. I was getting a certification in project management. The cool thing about MedCerts credentials, they're 100% online and go at your own pace. You can work on them at 2 a.m. or noon. There's no scheduled class times. That's one of the major benefits. Also, they have really good education programs. They got videos, quizzes, and it's self-paced. So you don't have to wait for the lesson to drop. You can actually burn through the lesson as quickly as you want. You'd have to pass the practice test with an 80% or better. And then typically on the final exam, MedCerts will pay for your exam and you just need a 70% or better to get that credential. And so since we've prepped you at an 80% proficiency, you can get that 70% a little bit easier. So if you're interested and have checked out MedCerts.com, you can give me a call at 734-338-8951. Once again, 734-338-8951. If I don't pick up, go ahead and leave me a voicemail and I will help you with your credentialing assistance as far as submitting that sort of request. If you're signing up for a MedCerts program, I can walk you all the way through the process from start to finish of requesting funds and getting your certification paid for and all that. If you wanted to go with a different school, a lot of people want mechanic credentials or pilot's licenses and that sort of thing. Those are not available on our online programs, at least not yet. Maybe one day they will be, but you can go to Army Ignited directly and see all of the different schools and certifications. There's an Explore Programs option where you can look at all of the different certifications that will help you. If you're interested in anything from MedCerts, that's most of your IT and healthcare credentials, go ahead and reach out to me at 734-338-8951. Or if you're interested in any other credential, just check out armyignited.army.mil. Once again, this episode is more for folks who are already in the Army. You can't have any flags. You have to be in good standing with your unit in order to use this benefit. And you can't be ETSing anytime soon, which means getting out of your military contract, sometimes med boarding as well. Make sure that you got plenty of time left. You need to complete your program. That means start to finish with the credentialing program 1 month prior to your ETS date. So that's something else to keep in mind if you're signing up for any credentials using Army funds. If you don't complete your program before you get out of the Army, Army will issue a recoupment and you'll have to pay the money that they paid for your credential back to the Army. And the way I see it, I never want to pay somebody I work for if I can help it. Usually I like it going one way where they pay me for the work that I do instead of the other way around. Just make sure that you complete the program with plenty of time left over and you can use up to $4,000 per fiscal year. Hopefully this helps some soldiers out there, whether you're a recruiter or just starting up AIT or somewhere in between. Definitely feel free to reach out to me. Once again, last time, 734-338-8951. If you're interested in any of the certifications from MedCerts, and then armyignited.army.mil, if you are interested in any other certification that we don't offer. Thanks so much. Next episode, we'll talk a little more about ASVAB stuff. Like I said, this episode is specifically for soldiers who are already in. Whether you're National Guard, reservist, or active duty, you get the same benefit. Thanks, guys. Hope to hear from you soon. Remember to be kind to yourself and treat yourself as a learner. Are you considering a career in the military but feeling overwhelmed by the ASVAB exam? Look no further than GammonAllTutors.com for the best ASVAB prep courses. Our courses are designed by experienced instructors to help you master the best sections of the ASVAB exam, including mathematics, English, and general science. We use proven teaching methods and provide extensive practice materials to ensure that you are fully prepared on test day. With GaminolTutors.com, you'll have access to comprehensive study guides, personalized tutoring sessions, and online practice exams. Our courses are available on demand, so you can learn at your own pace and on your own schedule. Don't let the ASVAB exam hold you back from achieving your career goals. Sign up for GaminolTutors.com ASVAB prep courses today and take the first step towards a successful military career.